Hello, and welcome to Petaka's rambling thoughts on Podfic as it stands today, made in honor of Brintos' birthday. So, I promised I would make her birthday meta, and this is my attempt. I'm not actually all that prepared because I figured birthday, it should be happy thoughts. And most of my meta that gets written down is of the, someone's making me angry variety. That, you know, goes through a couple iterations and then comes out thoughtful and hopefully helpful. And I wanted something a bit nicer than that. So I'm just going to talk about what I'm seeing in Podfic fandom these days. Which, in general, it's making me really happy. Podfic fandom seems to be just growing. Like, it's growing in a lot of different directions. So sometimes I guess it's easy to miss if you're not searching for it, which Brimtoast and I both do, so. But, like, I love going on Twitter or LiveJournal or whatever and seeing what people are doing that maybe isn't happening in the Amplificathon communities, because really that's my hub for Podfic, but there's a lot of stuff that goes on outside of there. Like, I get really excited seeing the J-pop and K-pop people off doing their own thing. And I saw an anime, I think it was a Naruto.com, put out a challenge for Podfic, completely separate from, you know, the rest of Podfic fandom. So I think that's really cool, and I think it's really encouraging that Podfic fandom's becoming a little decentralized. Because, yeah, I can just... It's a sign that it's growing. It's not like you can find all of fanfic in one place. And even if it was, no one would be able to keep up with it. But so Podfic hopefully will start hitting that place. And I love that there's so many comms and challenges out there right now. And more coming all the time. There's like the traditional ones, and like I run a lot of different comms. There's fandom-specific ones going on. Like I mentioned, the K-pop and J-pop, I think they're running their own Podbang type thing, Podfic Big Bang, right now, which is exciting. And Podfic Request just started up that's not run by me. We're truly at a place in Podfic fandom right now where there is... You can go pretty much all year signed up for something and always have some sort of calm or challenge going. I know this because that has been my past year, because I seem to sign up for friggin' everything. and you've also got things like Podfic Bingo, which is one of my comms, that just runs all year, and it's a challenge to go all year. And I really love Podfic Bingo as an idea, and Pod together as it worked out, because I just love the idea of Podfickers getting experimental. I know there's a lot of people out there that just want to go in and read their stuff and all that, which is great. That's most of what I do, and like that's the staples, and that's always going to be the case. But I'm someone who just really loves big ideas and like big projects. Like, even if I hadn't liked the story for Queensguard, which I do, I've listened to that podcast quite a few times, but I probably would have listened to it quite a few times regardless, just because I love the idea of, like, so many podfickers getting together and bringing their voices together. And I know Queensguard wasn't the first one, it was just the first one I participated in, so that's why it has a special place for me, but... I know there's one group, because I got involved because they need another reader one day, that's doing, like, radio play style Podfic, like a big long one for, Podfic Bingo. And I love that. I love, like, you know, I had high hopes for Pod Together, but they were kind of like future high hopes of, like, one day, this will be where all of the creative, artsy-fartsy, experimental people go, and let's see what awesome stuff happens. But for now, it's just going to be like, okay, same thing. And I was so pleased and happy to see how it turned out. Like there were some that were normal podfics, which again, I'm not dissing on. They're amazing. But there were also, like, I love to see and hear the stories of how people collaborated and how they decided to treat it differently, how they worked music in, or, like, there was a couple that had filk built into it. There's some where, like, the writing style was clearly not meant to be read as text. It was meant to be acted. Where, like, looking at the text version that was posted with the audio file was, like, really kind of hard to read almost, because it was so clearly meant to be acted out. And I just love getting experimental like that. I love pushing for different things and seeing how far we can push ourselves. So I've been really pleased with how Podfic fandom has been playing out this year. And I know it's been good for me because anyone who knows me knows that I tend to take on more than I can kind of handle. I like take on too much and then I get really stressed and run out of time and oh my god. And last year after there was some I did some heavy meditating around the time of multipodicity. And by the time I got over that and the meta, I spent pretty much the entire month of November, like, hiding under the covers and being like, no, Podfic, stay away. Because I had just, like, I get so invested, and I had overdosed on it, where it was, like, Podfic all the time for months. Like, a good 9 months of, like, Podfic, Podfic, Podfic all the time. And my year this year has not been any different. I did sort of have a bit of a breakdown end of June, beginning of July, when, like, pod together was getting really stressful. But for the most part, like, right now, I'm happy and still making stuff. And even though my schedule has completely changed, I don't really have time to podfic and devote to fandom like I used to. I'm still, like, enthusiastic and trying to get whatever time I can. So I think, and the reason why I bring all of this up is because I think it's because I'm just so damn happy with where I see Podfic fandom right now. I'm just so happy to see us growing and being awesome, because we are awesome. Podfic is amazing. Okay, I want to make this meta worthwhile. So I had emailed some Podficers. And by some, I mean Cantarina, and asked for topics to talk about. Because, as I mentioned earlier, I normally am... Normally my meta starts out as rage. So, let's go to some of the things she had suggested. She had suggested, let's see, how you understand Podfic differently as a producer versus a consumer, and how making Podfic change your understanding of it overall. On a personal level, when I was just a consumer, I don't know, it was a really different time when I first got into Podfic. I was actually listening to Podfic and Pro audiobooks side by side because I got into Podfic in like 2006, I think-ish. And there just wasn't that much Podfic, even in Stargate Atlantis. So, like, there just wasn't enough to fill my day. And, like, the pro audiobooks that I was listening to, of course, had their quality standards and whatever that, like, a lot of people just didn't know how to do Podfic. There wasn't as many resources out there, although the people that did do it tended to be pretty amazing. But, like, even though, like, some of them had audio issues or whatever, I always preferred the Podfic more. And, like, and it, for me, it was very much about story. And I think part of that was I got lazy because, like, when I think of, like, the early Podficers that, or the Podficers that I listened to in my early day, it was, like, Dodificus, Anitsuno, Penny, Gingerly, all of those people who are such amazing pod figures that, like, I didn't have to stop to think about quality as much because it was just there. But because podfic was also in such a low demand, I never really, like, even if the quality, like, maybe the sound quality or if someone didn't have as good, if someone didn't put as much acting into their podfic, I still loved it and didn't care. Now that I'm a podficker myself, and because I'm an experimental podficker, I'm always trying to, like, put the standards for myself higher. Like, as soon as I reach a step, I'm reaching for the next one. And whether or not that comes across in my podfic is up to others, but that's what I'm always trying to do on a personal level. And I don't want to do it alone, hence all of my calms. Anyway. So I'm always trying to make everything better. And as a result, like, I'm one of the podficers that can listen to my own voice, my own podfics, no problem. I know not everyone can. But the problems that I do tend to have is like, ooh, you should have done that better. And so I've gotten to be such a critical podfic listener that when I'm listening to podfics, I'm pretty, I don't want to say judgy, but, like, I notice things. And sometimes when I don't want to. And, like, not that I, like, listen to podfics and hate them, because I listen to a lot of podfics and I adore them. But I'm just, I can be very critical and notice things. So, and, yeah, and part of that did put a line in the sand for me of, like, these, the podfics that I listen to have to meet a certain standard, and if they don't, I just don't listen to them. So, and I've also trained myself to, like, listen to the same podfics over and over and over again and love them each time. So that also makes it easier to be like, no, these ones I'm just not going to listen to again because they're not as good as these ones that I listen to all the time. So, another thing along that line that happened that kind of maybe in the opposite direction of what I just said is there's some things that when, like, if someone mispronounces a word, sometimes it can be, like, really throwing me out. Like, if I don't understand what it is they meant to say, that can, like, really throw me out of a fix because I'll be like, that doesn't make sense. What were they trying to say? And then by the time I figure it out or give up on it, it's like two paragraphs later. And I've missed some of the story. But if it's like a word, like I think it was Greedy Dancer was talking about one scene that she recorded where she said desert instead of dessert. And something like that, and she was having trouble editing it out and putting something new in because it was messing with the flow. And something like that is a case where I'm not as critical, because if you put a wrong word in, I actually find it less distracting to have a word that's, like, slightly mispronounced than to have, like, the correction spliced in badly. And really, even if you're really, really good, you can often tell that it was spliced in. And that's just distracting for me. So I know my podfics actually have, most of the time, I just leave that kind of mistake in because I'm just not very good at splicing stuff in. So for me, like, a thing that comes with, like, that's really strongly associated with quality for me is the flow. If the reader doesn't have very good flow, if it's very chopped up, it's just not going to be as good of a podfic for me. There's one phenomenon that I've noticed that it's almost like the podficker is determined to get through the sentence without any mistakes or without having to do a retake or whatever, that they just read every word, like they read the word slowly enough that they're figuring out what the sentence means as they're going. So they'll start in on a sentence and not know how it ends. And so they'll go in with maybe the wrong tone or the wrong speed or whatever. And that's something that can be I can find very distracting in potfics, where I don't know, it just messes with the flow. And like I know it kind of sucks as a recorder to and like everyone hates editing. Okay, not everyone. Most podfickers hate editing. And if you have to read a sentence 5 times, especially if you read every sentence 5 times, that's a lot of editing. So I get why some people do it. I just and there's certain sentences you can get away with it on, but like yeah, if you're going in kind of melancholy and they're super excited, that just doesn't flow very well. I like a little more, don't know, acting. What else did Cantarina also suggested I talk about quality of recordings versus quantity of readings. So I think that just means like, would you rather get 5 podfics out fast or get one really good one out? For me, I'm not that fast of a podficker, and I deal with both on a like on a personal level. There's some that is just like, ugh, I'm never gonna get this perfect. Let's just get it out. Get it off my plate, whatever. But I think for the most part, I am more about quality as a whole. So like, I'm gonna put the time into doing it right or to doing it the way that I feel is right, as opposed to like just getting it down and out there. Like the biggest example of that, which I'm trying to get over my thing of, but I hate the sound of my breathing. And for most of my podfics, I will go in and cut out all of my breathing and splice in silence. And you know, I talked about splicing. It's not that easy. You have to be careful so it doesn't sound like you've done it. So that can easily be like half my editing. So clearly, speed is not my biggest factor. As a listener, especially I'm a listener in like I'm a mono fanish person. I can really only be in one fandom at a time. So it doesn't matter if like my old fandom now has like I got into Merlin fandom when there was a decent chunk of podfic, but it certainly wasn't one of the top three podfic fandoms as it is today. And yeah, there's so much podfic there today, but I don't go and listen to it because that's not the fandom that I'm in. So I can certainly really appreciate the people that get stuff out fast and, you know, also put it out there. There's a lot of people that get stuff out fast and are amazing. And I'm so jealous of those people. 'cause I am not one of them. And as a listener, like I appreciate like in my fandom, I'm an American Idol fandom, Diane McKay is so fast. And I appreciate that because it means that I have podfic to listen to while I'm painstakingly editing mine. It comes down to like I have a minimum quality level that podfics have to meet. And if it's over that podfic, as a listener, I actually kind of appreciate quantity over, I don't want to say over quality, because let me tell you how much I fangirl and appreciate some of the like quality stuff out there. I totally appreciate it. And that's like the model that I move on. But yeah, as a listener, I prefer that. As a on a personal level, I prefer quality, but I also like quantity too. Who knows? I don't really have that strong of an opinion. And my computer is now warning me that I'm running out of battery. Okay, so I warned that this is going to be rambly, and it has. And those are the topics that I have notes for. So I'm going to end it here since I'm at 20 minutes already. So happy birthday, Brimtoast. I hope it's a good one.